Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Well, it happened, Key. It happened. We expect it. What's the name of this band again?
Scissors? No, Skid Row, man. Come on now.
Well done.
Don't lie. You called them scissors in the break.
He did call them scissors. I was hoping
scissors,
he'd say it on
Skid
here.
Row, same thing,
nah,
man.
No way.
Not the same thing.
If there's one thing he knows, it's
although
heavy
scissors,
metal.
Although, James, scissors for a metal band is actually a pretty nice. That's a pretty good name.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
No, Megadeth. It's scissors.
I've been to some places in my life, man.
Yeah.
Where I've seen like heavy metal bands and I wasn't supposed to be there. Why did I wind up at those spots? I have no idea. You know, it's just like, how did I get here? Yep. Who talked me into coming here?
It's funny. You said the same thing about hockey.
Well, I've only been to a hockey rink one time and that was it. And I left immediately. I've watched, you know, the Kings and stuff like that on television, but the Viper Room in Los Angeles was popular back in the day. I don't know if it's still popular or not, but I wind up going there. And, you know, in your life when you're young, people can get you to do some stuff that you probably wouldn't do now. And I happen to go with some friends of mine. And they're like, hey, we're going to Viper Room, this heavy metal band, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, if I don't go with her right now, chances are I'll probably never see her again. So let me go ahead and go to the Viper Room because I really want to hang out with these people. And so, I wind up going there. Well, it was fun. I mean, you wind up drinking some liquors that you probably would never drink in your life, you know, because they
like
didn't have
Jägermeister, maybe? Little Jägermeister?
Definitely Jäger.
Yeah, it was some of that. Jäger. It was some of that in Goldschlagers. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something. Yep.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. Yeah, but that was a college thing. I went to the Viper Room when I was in college, never to return again. But it was an interesting night.
An interesting time. It was an experience. One you just can tell the story, but might regret, would never do again. That kind of thing. Yeah. Sort of like KD and Kyrie to the Brooklyn Nets, and something that I mean, Key. How bad did it have to be for Sean Marks and Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, the GM of the Nets, to know not signing Kyrie to a max extension could cost us KD and we're willing to lose? How bad does it have to be to know that you could have now be in the place you're in right now an absolute just four-alarm fire and, all right, we're doing it. Like, you'd rather be going through this right now as a franchise, absolute disaster happening to them, versus take some Advil and just get through another couple of years wondering if Kyrie's going to play today or not.
But what if they miscalculated it? What if they did not know? What if that conversation was such that Kevin Durant really wasn't having a deep conversation with them, and all he said was, let's get it done, let's maximize him so we can go and roll, and they just basically was like, no, and didn't realize that Kevin Durant was going to pull the rug from underneath them when they made a decision. Sometimes, man, you think people know all these sort of things. Mm-hmm. If Kevin Durant truly isn't speaking to them, how would they know?
So he's laying low, saying, I'll see what they do, and then I'll react accordingly. That's what you're saying. I'm not going to let them know on anything. By the way, you see how
he's probably communicating with Kai along the way, and Kai is telling us, man, they only offered me 130, you know, or whatever the number is, and they're talking about they only want to guarantee this much and that much. And Kevin is like, seriously? And he's going back and forth, and he's like, man, you know what, man, I'm going to opt in and get my 36, and I'm going to ask for a trade anyway, dog. I'm done dealing with this. That's how the conversation go. And then all of a sudden, Kevin talks to his people. It's like, they only offered Kai this. Well, so, and he's like, I'm out too.
Yeah. So let's just get a timeline. How did we get here with the Nets and KD and Kyrie? When it's amazing that yesterday, June 30th, on 2019, was the day that they made it official that they were going to the Nets as a duo. In fact, it was DeAndre Jordan was, I think Woj called it a clean sweep. Well, it's 3 years later to the day. Kevin Durant says, that's enough for me, I want out. So, Woj, how did we get here?
You know, I think Kevin Durant wanted to try to get Kyrie Irving a long-term deal in Brooklyn, just like Kyrie Irving wanted it. They did not get it from the organization. And I think once he had to opt into that contract and essentially was playing on an expiring contract, you know, even at that point, the communication between the organization and Kevin Durant had really ceased to exist. And even after he opted in, you know, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving have not been engaging with the organization. There was a sense around Brooklyn and a sense around the league as teams were preparing to make offers that Kevin Durant was going to ask out at some point in the offseason. It came today. And I think so much of it, you talk to people around Kevin Durant and the disappointment around this team, the underachieving of this era, and then the Golden State Warriors winning a championship this year, in the aftermath of Durant leaving, and I think all that came with that, the criticism, the second-guessing, all of that contributed to what happened today when I'm told Kevin Durant called Joe Tsai, the Nets owner, and told him essentially, I need a change of scenery. I want you to trade me.
I'll tell you what, Key, this is how they do you guys. So the New York Post back page has a picture of Kevin Durant. Not me. This is how they do you. The Bing headline bang. Is... Thin man has no heart.
Yeah, see, that's not fair. And I understand that the body of the story is what makes the headline. So somewhere in that story that was written by whoever wrote it is depicting him as someone with no heart. So whoever does the editor or whoever does the headlines took that, packaged it up, and made it that. Now, Kevin Durant, for his own doing, is bringing that on himself. If I'm KD, well, it's too late now, but if I was KD, yeah, I would have stayed in Brooklyn. And if Kyrie would have wanted to leave. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell them, I'm going to roll up my sleeves, I'm going to sit at the table, and I'm going to tell Sean Marks, look, dude, we getting ready to get these picks for Kyrie. We getting ready to turn these picks into something. Mm-hmm. And you and I and Ben Simmons, we getting ready to go on a ride. And if I fail going on this ride, I fail. But what I won't be doing is exiting somewhere that I went based on Kyrie Irving deciding to leave. Now, I'm going to stay tight and I'm going to sit tight and through thick and thin and show everybody I can win on my own. I don't need Kevin. I don't need LeBron James and Steph Curry. I don't need Chris Paul and Devin Booker. I don't need whoever else. I don't need Tatum. I don't need Embiid. I can do it by myself. And that's how you do it, because what's going to happen is just what you just read on the back of the New York Post. That's getting ready to carry him for the rest of his career.
That's the unfortunate part of this, right? We both agree. Kevin Durant's one of the great players in the history of the game. He's one of the great scorers in the game. He's top three players. One of them, you don't know whether there's one, two, or three. He is one of the great players in the game. And yet, this is what's going to now be his legacy, is moving around, can't stay in one place. You know, star chasing instead of star making. That's the problem I have with it. And it's unfortunate because this guy's a great player. And he's not a terrible person. He just is someone that just cannot be somewhere alone and say, I will do it on my own. And that's the frustrating thing with him, Key.
It's okay that he would move around. It's okay, right?
Well, LeBron moved around. That's fair.
No, I
guess you're right.
That's what I was going to say. It's okay for him to move around. The problem is when you move around, you got to win chips, and you have to be the main reason the chip is being won. LeBron James left and went to Miami, and he was the main reason they was winning the chips.
Yeah.
He leaves and goes to Cleveland. He was the main reason they won the chip. Mm-hmm. He leaves and goes to L.A., main reason we won the chip.
Yep.
Kevin Durant goes to Golden State. He's not the main reason they won the chip, because they won the chip before he was even there. Right. And they went back and won 73 games when he wasn't there. So it's kind of like – you know, you put yourself in a position to be crucified all the time, which is unfair to him because he's one of the best basketball players I've ever seen, by far, as they say, pound for pound. It's not even close.
the story about his career now won't just – it won't begin with what a great player he is. That's the problem. I don't – I hate that for him, but he controls it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot of people want to sound off on this. And let's start with CB in New Jersey. CB.
I just got a couple of things I have to say. I'm actually shocked, personally, that Durant is that close to Kyrie where he has to roll and bounce because Kyrie bounced? I don't get it. He just signed a four-year deal. Just signed a four-year deal. There have been extenuating circumstances in the last 18 months. What Key just said, that's exactly how I feel. Say, you know what? Kyrie's gone. That's fine. What are we going to do now? I got a four-year deal. Let's sit down. Let's talk of how we going to make this work. We got Ben Simmons. Patty Mills just signed. We have Seth Curry. And personally, even though Blake Griffin, they saying, is going back to the Clippers, you know, they still got L.A., LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, I think, personally, that Durant should have definitely sat down and considered this because there still is an opportunity for them to become a champion. As far as Kyrie, as great as he is, and I'm one of the biggest fans of him, let him go. If he doesn't want to stay, let it go. But by him opting in for a year, now I don't know the possibility of it occurring, but by him opting in for a year, and Kevin Durant is still there, if he could still be there, there's an elevated chance of them winning the whole thing. If Kyrie...
Oh, we're losing you there, CB.
Look,
yeah.
Alan, I wonder, and I don't know this to be true or not or whatever, but I wonder if Kevin Durant tried to have some sort of communication with them about moving forward, like, was it just cut cold and dry, or did he say, okay, y'all don't want to give Kyrie the money, so what's our plan? And they didn't have a plan, and he basically said, I'm out. Because it can't
all
be
the
just
stories,
Kyrie yeah. doesn't get his money, I'm leaving.
Well, all the reports were that they hadn't heard from KD since the season ended. That's every report said they still haven't. They haven't talked to him. Which sometimes feels like, well, so what? Like, players go away, they take a break. You know, you're not always talking to your front office. But when this is such an important issue, you would think that he might have reached out to somebody and said, hey, listen, what are you guys going to do with him? Because just, you got to understand, if you guys don't take care of him, I'm out. Like, at least put the warning out. Like, did he ever do that? I agree with you. Like, I think that is definitely something that I'd like to know from him. Like, did he say something? Or did they get caught off guard, or did they kind of just hear it through the grapevine? Like, all right, we know what's going to happen if we don't give Kyrie that extension or the max extension, that he's going to be unhappy. But I also feel like he's still here. Yes, he wants to be traded right now, but if you're the Nets, don't you have to at least try to reach out to him and get Rich Kleiman on the phone and say, hey, listen, we got to move on from Kyrie, but we can do some stuff here and still be very competitive.
I don't know his business. I guess it's his business manager as well.
Yeah, that's Rich. Yep.
I know he's a business guy, whatever, but how much does he know about basketball?
Oh, he knows. Rich Kleiman knows basketball. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the inner workings, though, of the league and all that sort of stuff. Does he know that? I mean, I know he's a business guy, but is he a basketball? I can figure it out. I know where all the bones are buried. Is he Jeff Schwartz of basketball?
Yeah, no. He certainly doesn't have the cachet of what Leon Rose once was.
Or Leon
CAA
Rose
and,
or somebody
and Jeff
who
Schwartz
can put
and,
the
you know,
pieces
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these guys.
What Rich Paul's
agents,
doing right now is a great example of it. Rich
okay,
Paul
so,
is
yeah, like
putting
Rich
things
Paul,
together. Yes.
Putting things together. Is he that yeah. type of guy in the basketball community that could orchestrate a trade?
No,
and
I don't.
Put
I don't.
Things together.
No, mainly because you have to have multiple clients to be able to do something like that. That's what. That's how that stuff works. That's how the. That's how the Heatles went down in Miami. Is they with all the. It was all the same thing. It was all CAA. It was two agents that worked closely together at CAA, and they made it happen. When you saw LeBron go with and Chris Paul go, I mean Chris Bosh go, down with Dwayne Wade. That was all done because it was agents working together and a client list that you knew you had that you could make it work. It's a great question to ask. What kind of – you're saying what kind of advice is he getting, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand what's the role and what type of advice is he getting mm-hmm. because, again, did he have conversations with Sean Marks, Joe Asai, the owners? Like, did they have a conversation to say, well, if you don't pay Kyrie, here's what Kevin's going to do? Or did mm-hmm. Kevin at the end of the season say, man, I'm going to go on vacation. When I come back, y'all got to get this deal done. If y'all ain't getting mm-hmm. it done, then I'm out.
Right.
Like, yeah. what's the communication lines like? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's certainly a very important part. And we only time we tend to hear from KD is either on a podcast or when he tweets at people. Let's continue with a couple more calls here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Alan Hahn in for Max, ESPN Radio. We go next to D.C. and talk to Sean.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
I think what it is, KD and Kyrie have been talking, and KD was like, okay, if they don't give you your money, you opt in, get your money, and I'm an actual trade, and then they're going to want to trade you. But I also think Sean Marks made the comment of, I'll just trade both of them and blow it all up. You don't think KD heard that? And be like, okay, I'm going to call you a bluff. I'm an actual trade, see what you can do. Now you become irrelevant again, you know, starting over, because all you had to do, I mean, yeah, Kyrie is a head case, but if you win a championship, he's bringing you more money than you're going to pay him. Put it that way. Am I right or wrong? If Brooklyn won a championship, he's going to get more money.
Mm-hmm. No, your franchise goes up in value. If you're in it, your franchise certainly goes up in value.
They're one of the top five or top eight valued franchises already in the league, Brooklyn is.
Yeah, because they got them two dudes on it. Where will it be when they leave? That's the question, right? Mm-hmm. Where will they be when they decide to leave?
Yeah, that impact will be interesting. You know what else, too, with Durant, what happened in Brooklyn from the very beginning was how the players came in, kind of took over, and, I mean, completely reworked everything, including Kenny Atkinson, who was the coach, who Sean Marks had hired, who had built this team of you know, younger players that – you know, developed them up and coached them up and all that stuff. And then the next thing you know, he's out. They bring in Steve Nash, who's never coached before. And Kyrie talking about how, you know, we don't need a coach. We just need somebody who understands us at our level and all that stuff. And it's for KD, I don't know. Does he see it that way? Is the team coached properly? There's a lot of things to look at with Brooklyn. It's like you might have done some things that you thought appealed to the player, but it wasn't the best decision. Alex in Miami has an interesting take on that. Alex.
Hey, yeah, just piggybacking off of that entire statement, Kevin Durant hasn't really respected a coach that he played for since Scottie Brooks. I feel like every team that he's played for, he wanted to be the guy, and he kind of lost touch with what he was doing, you know, on the inside and coaching young guys. And what I think would be really helpful for him is working with a regimen like the Miami Heat and just playing under that culture and, you know, working with Jimmy Butler, who he was on the Olympic team with, and, you know,
well, that's one of the teams, Alex. Alex, that's one of the teams that was on the list that has been reported of teams he's interested in going to. The problem I have, though, which continues as a problem everywhere, is what are you giving Brooklyn that makes it worth the while to trade him there? Like, what is enticing me? You can't trade Bam Adebayo. That's something that Brian explained, because you have Ben Simmons, and there's some type of a contractual reason why Simmons' contract, you can't have two of them on your roster. So you don't have anything other than Jimmy Butler that would make me want to make a trade with you, unless you get a third team involved. And that key remains to me the biggest problem, which is also why, as much as we'd love to have a resolution at some point so we have more to talk about, this is going to drag on, man. Like, I don't think this is going to be a quick trade that goes down, because if you're Sean Marks, you want to just make sure you get the best offer, don't you?
Well, as long as it happens before training camp starts, who cares?
Well, yeah, exactly. You definitely want to do it before the season starts.
In terms of coaching,
mm-hmm.
he's had coaching in Oakland with Steve Kerr. He won two championships. And although most people would think it was on autopilot, you still got to do some X's and O's from time to time. So, and the culture in Oakland was solid and sound, just like Miami's culture.
No, I think the Warriors have just as good a culture, if not better, than the one in Miami because of all the winning they do, but also the development they do with players and how everybody there just is. I mean, he's the only one that ever left there saying, I don't want to be there. Everybody loved playing there. So, all right, we'll continue with the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But, Key, like, let's also talk about the fact that this is the first day of free agency, and we saw so much money being moved around. Nikola Jokic.
I didn't see any.
We're just watching it. Well, we're watching it. We're watching it move around. $270 million in a five-year extension to Jokic. So his total value now of his contract, 6 years, $303 million. I mean, that's baseball money, man.
For what though?
For what you mean? When you're saying for what though, you mean as far as team success?
I mean,
time to win.
He's a two-time.
It's the
MVP.
Largest deal in NBA history.
But I don't know, man.
Well, that's what.
If I'm paying somebody $300 some million, I don't care that you get MVP trophies, man. You gotta get me some rings, dog.
Yeah, that's what's next for Denver. I mean,
you gotta get me some rings, and I ain't hating on your money. You get your money, big fella. Yeah. I ain't mad at you. But damn, at least get me there. Get me to a championship. Like, get me to a championship. Even if you don't win, get me there.
How about Ja Morant getting the rookie max extension? So it's $193 million right now, fully guaranteed, but he could go to $230 if he gets a second All-NBA. Devin Booker gets $224, so his total now, 6 years, almost $300 million. Karl Anthony Towns got it as well, a four-year $224. So his total value now, 6 years, $295 million for Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, I know he puts up stats, but and then quickly, one that's, you know, kind of under the radar, Jalen Brunson gets 4 years, $104 million to go to the Knicks and leave the Dallas Mavericks for the Knicks. Are you excited for this deal, Key?
I mean, it's a good deal for them. It's a good deal for him. His dad is an assistant coach. He has familiarity with the people, so he's in a comfortable environment. What else are we doing? Is this going to just get you the sixth seed? I mean, like, what is this going to do?
Yeah, does it advance? I always use this phrase. Does it advance the cause? It's not exciting. It's not sexy. It's not a big name. But does it advance the cause is what I want to see. They got a point guard. They needed one. They've always wanted one. He's kind of small, but he proved in the playoffs he could score. I mean, the guy averaged, you know, 20 points a game in the playoffs, man. Like, he could score. He put up 41 points in a playoff game. A couple of 30 as well. Like, he can score.
This could be the piece that puts everything together. It could be the piece that bridges everything together, meaning all of a sudden you can go get something else. Yeah, you can go get something else. I mean, what else you gonna do? I guess.
Yeah,
I'm trying not to rain on the parade. I'm trying to be positive about
you.
It.
I
know Knick fans. I know Knick fans are probably like, "Oh, this is all we get." I mean, it is.
It's
not
actually a very
bad
good
piece.
Yeah, yes, it's actually a really good player. The problem is that it's not a big superstar name. But it's a really good player, and it fills a very important
But you may be able to attract, next time around, a superstar player.
If you just start to win, which is certainly something the Knicks did 2 years ago and then did not do last year. All right, we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Two players, one out of Brooklyn. There's two teams leaving L.A., we'll get your thoughts on what's happening there next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN app.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You know Journey, Key?
No,
you have to know Journey. You're a child of the 80s.
Yeah, he knows Journey. He just
you know Journey. Yeah, he don't knows even Journey. Pretend you don't.
Oh, Keyshawn, yeah.
J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Alan Hahn in for Max. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Sound like a theme song from 21 Jump Street.
But, like, every Journey song sounds like a theme song to, like, a movie of some sort.
Yeah, like 21 Jump Street.
Well, that's a... I guess it was a movie eventually.
Yeah, but it's like that 21 Jump Street kind of feel to it.
You were going to say you were going to say that's a TV show?
I was.
You're so old.
I know.
Hey, yeah,
the daily reminder that Alan's old. Thanks, guys.
James.
But Key's old, too.
No, I'm not. I forgot to tell you to pull up our fight song called Conquest when you get a chance. Just pull it up, USC Fight Song Conquest.
Oh, okay.
You know, just wanted you to know that. You got to pull it up. I need to hear that before the day is over as we continue to talk about the...
Pat wants to scroll right now looking up 21 Jump Street. Because
1987 to 1990, it was on TV.
Yeah, what are you laughing about? That was my formidable years.
I was 5 years away from being born when it stopped being on TV.
No, I
That's
said
a you problem.
Jump
How does
Street.
That? Why is that something to brag about?
21
oh, I'm
Jump
young.
Street was hot.
Guess what happens, Pat? You'll get old too and get made fun of for it.
Yeah, but not today.
Not today. No, you get to have
today.
Thing, congratulations.
When Pat gets old, though, he's going to look old. That's the difference.
Oh, yeah. He already looks old. Pat is at least 38, 39 years old by
That's
just
what I'm saying.
Visually.
If he visually looks 38, 39, imagine when he's really 38, 39.
I've been losing my hair since I was like 16, so.
Be like, hey, how old are you? Oh, I'm 30. Right. Oh, you're only 30?
Hanging out with his girl, right? And he's like, oh, is your dad here? No, it's not.
Yeah,
like,
right? What? How's your dad?
It's brutal.
When I turned 21, they were just waving me through at bars. They weren't even checking. They were like, nah, this guy, there's no way. He's too old.
It's right here to that's pick up worst, your kids?
That's the worst thing. I still, for whatever reason, get carded.
Yeah, I imagine you.
I'm not buying that even a little
people
bit.
People just go, hey, look, it's Keyshawn Johnson. No way he's 21.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think that's...
No, I do. I still get, from time to time, I get carded depending on who I'm with. If I'm with... if I'm with my wife and my kids, I get carded. Literally all the time.
How does that even make sense?
Because lies, with lies, children. Lies, and more lies.
That's when they decide, he looks
look
young.
So young. I'm
yes,
telling
he
you.
Looks at your kids and goes,
but
is this your older
you,
brother?
If I'm with you, I'll never get carded. I'm telling you. It happens all the time.
You blaming
and,
me now?
And they're not doing it to see who I am. They're doing it because that's their job.
Do you really need to tell people who you are? Stop it. Especially in L.A.
We're putting this on the poll. Do you believe that Keyshawn still gets carded?
Yeah, there it is. Is he lying?
Black right. don't crack. Real? Man, you done heard that before. Stop.
We were watching that commercial, his Jägermeister commercial, and he looks exactly the same now as he did in, what,
oh, yeah, this
2012
isn't
or whatever.
Right, James. This isn't to suggest that Key looks old. It's just the idea that you would still get carded to see if you're 21.
I swear to
far-fetched.
You, man.
Yeah,
but you know, but you know that they have the obligation. They have to, if you look under, I think it's like 45 or something like that. They have to card you. Hmm. They do. Don't get mad. It's all good.
Who's mad?
I'm talking about Pat.
Oh, yeah. I don't get. I'm still getting over the fact that 21 Jump Street was from 1987.
Yeah, 21 Jump Street.
It launched a couple of great careers. Let's leave
Holly
it at that.
Robinson Pete.
What's happening in college football? As we got calls on the NBA stuff, we certainly will get to that. But the college football story, like that was, this is a bombshell story. But Key, you don't seem like you're that surprised. It's as if you kind of knew something or saw it coming. Those who don't know, so USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten.
No. Let me correct you and stop.
Whoa, that's what the story said.
USC is leaving the Pac-12. UCLA is following.
So USC is Kyrie. UCLA is KD. Is that what this is? And in 2024, they will be Big Ten schools, which now it's like big what? Is it like Big 18 now? What is it? We have to change the name. But that's what's happening.
Is it 16 teams? I mean, is it 16 now?
I don't know. They have to have two separate. All I know is that USC at Rutgers at Piscataway. I mean, that's one you got to go to, right? That's a tailgate. That one, that'll be great.
We'll lose the Rutgers.
But did this come as a surprise to you?
Well, yes and no. It came as a surprise in terms of how it all came together so quickly, but not a surprise that over the last several years, the conference has flirted with other conferences and teams have flirted with other conferences about potentially merging and leaving. Texas and Oklahoma goes to the SEC. If you remember several years ago, Texas and Oklahoma were flirting with coming to the Pac-12, and the Pac-12 opened it up. We brought in Colorado and Utah instead of Texas and Oklahoma. So it's not that I'm shocked at it. I guess maybe because of the distance of the teams that you're going to be playing. You mentioned Rutgers, but Maryland and Rutgers, and
yeah,
you got to go to Penn State, which is a hard place to get to. I mean, it's just all of those type of logistics, not only for football, but other sports that will be part of this package. It makes you scratch your head. Now, obviously, clearly, it's about money. We all know that. But it's also about being put in the best position.
Like, give me an idea of what we're talking about.
I think it's $100, $125 million a season. Potentially based on the television revenue that'll be coming in.
You mean per year, though, right? Like, as far as
a season, per year. I mean, that's what I meant.
Per year. Well, I know you're looking at it from a football standpoint, but it's all sports. So you're going the basketball aspect. You're going, obviously, you know, baseball, softball. All of it. That's a lot of travel. It's a lot of money, and it's certainly something that is going to change the landscape once again in college sports. Tune into a National League battle tomorrow. The Phillies host the Cardinals, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So coming up, should we be surprised about how the KD Kyrie situation is shaking out in Brooklyn? We'll get into that and more next. KJM, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, Alan Hahn in for Max. I don't think people believe, Key, that you are often carded, especially when you're with family. I would imagine that you would be around your kids, and it's like, there's the dad, so clearly he's over 21. Don't need to card him.
I dress young, number one. I look young, number two. And my wife looks like she's like 23 years old. I mean, it's just...
But yet you have kids with you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that she's not the nanny, which she's been accused of before.
Oh, no. No. Yes.
Yeah, she's been accused of being a nanny, and I was probably her boyfriend or something.
That's
seriously
rough.
Yeah, so that's she's had meltdowns because of that before.
Well, Pat, like, you did put up a poll to our listeners about this, right? To see if we feel like, you know, is this fact or fiction? What do we have?
Yeah, 88% of the people do not believe that you still get carded. Alex says absolutely not. Dan says only to make sure it's actually him and not a doppelganger. Gabe says the cap is strong with Keyshawn today. So,
oh, man, ain't nobody got no cap. It's just, I get it. They don't believe me because, just like the guy said, they just want to make sure it's me. Some young lady who's 18 years old or whatever, 19, she has no idea anything about the sport. Or what I look like. She just making sure that's their job. Plus, if you look under, Google it, Pat. If you look under a certain age, they have to automatically card you. There's no cap.
Not that
you would know what that meant, Pat.
Update, 89% of the people say they don't believe you.
That number is growing.
Oh, God.
I mean, but that's fine. Like, do you have a doppelganger, though? Like, is there somebody that somebody has said, oh, I saw you, like, that wasn't me?
No.
Like,
a lot of celebrities
have, like, a lookalike that tends to, you know, like, fake Clay. You know, like, you have that. You have the guy that's the everybody says looks like Drake. Did you see he wants to fight Drake? He wants to do this whole celebrity boxing thing with Drake now? Like, if you're Drake
doesn't want to do it.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, would you want to meet a guy like who looks like you and has kind of been, you know, walking around town getting away with it for a while?
I've never met anybody that resembles me like that. No, I have never, ever.
Yeah, very unique.
Yeah, I'm sexy, so it's hard. You know, and I got good looks and stuff. And
right, very difficult
fella.
To look like you.
It is.
It's not an easy
so
thing.
Difficult.
Yeah, yeah. No, I imagine in L.A. there's a lot of that goes on, though, with celebrities, right? Like, where you get the lookalikes and they try to get away with getting into places that you normally wouldn't be able to get away.
It's a guy that looks like Johnny Depp that literally walks around making people think he's Johnny Depp.
We're back in 10 seconds. The biggest story in the NBA is not who's getting money or who's moving to a team. It's who wants out of their team. And that, of course, is the news from yesterday of Kevin Durant. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Alan Hahn in for Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Vince Carter joining us right now, our ESPN NBA analyst. VC is also a guy, Key, that doesn't look his age. He has looked young throughout his entire career.
Hey, I get carded too, bro. I get carded still. It's all good. It's all
man,
good.
Man, look, like VC, man, they can't believe that black don't crack, though. That's the problem. They don't believe that.
That is nothing about it at all. That's not what we don't believe. What we don't believe is, VC, listen to this. Key said he's with his wife and his kids, and he will get carded with his wife. Like, when you see a man with a family, I don't necessarily feel like, I don't know if he's 21. Right? Like,
I get carded when I'm by myself, Keith. Golly.
That's what I'm saying, man.
But that's different when you're when he's by himself.
Yeah. But no, I just explained.
Yeah, it's different.
VC, I just explained. My wife looks like she's 23 years old, okay? She looks like she could be helping someone with their kids. And then here I am, look like maybe the boyfriend or something. That's all I'm trying to tell him. I mean, you know.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. I'm not gonna say it, but I see where you're going with this. I got you. That's what you want somebody to say it. I'm not gonna say it. But
No. He's been doing that to me this whole show, trying to get me to say something, and right. I can say that. Yeah, that's when it was my last show on ESPN. But meanwhile, Vince, so we, what level of surprise did you have when you heard yesterday, like everybody else did, that Kevin Durant has asked the Nets for a trade?
So it's kind of wowing and eye popping in a sense, just for the simple fact that he's asked for a trade. But you know, the questions were like, what is Kevin Durant thinking through all of this? You know, everyone has been asking, what is he thinking? What does he feel about this? How does he feel about this? What is he going to do? And I think now we're getting that answer of, he was waiting to see if Kyrie is going to get a long term extension or not or whatnot. And then he's like, hey, I need a change of scenery. Like, wait, a change of scenery. So, I think he sees everything upside down right now. You can't blame him. I mean, Kyrie has just not been available and everything has kind of fallen apart from it. KD has been available. It has almost, you know, beat the Bucks, who go on to do great things by itself with, you know, with a hobbled, obviously, Harden. I mean, just all of the different things that has happened has led to this. So it's surprising, but yet not surprising, because I mean, you feel like, we all know Kevin, you know, when he's feeling like, yeah, this is it, I want to move on. And when he makes his decision, he goes for it, and he's now going for it.
VC, though, hear me out, man. So you say we all know Kevin Durant, which you do because obviously you're in the NBA circle. Mm-hmm. I am not. I don't know Kevin Durant. I know of him. I've met him. I've had a two-minute conversation with him, and that's about it. But if I'm on the outside looking in, and I'm an athlete that played ball in the way that I would approach things, I already have gotten backlash once from going to Golden State and winning two championships, and people act like I didn't do anything. So then I took myself to Brooklyn to try to win championships. I was on the cusp of doing some great things, injuries and all that sort of stuff caught up to us or whatnot. The pandemic caught up to us. Now I'm trying to move again. Instead of sitting tight and doing what my original plan was to build my own team and show everybody that I can do it, why not just do that instead of trying to move again?
And Key, that's the funny thing about it, is on the other side of the coin, I understand it, and I'm with you, because if you have the backlash of, oh, he couldn't do it by himself, and he didn't like what Barkley said about being the bus, he needs to be the bus driver, a.k.a. meaning win one with his own team, you understand it. I don't know. It's just an awkward situation. I mean, a weird situation, because it's like, He's tried to do that, and if he's going to stay, he wants to win now because he doesn't know how much time he has left. Because KD comes off to me as a guy who we feel like he can play forever, and one day just say, hey, you know what, I'm retired. I'm good. I'm done. I'm making money off the court, you know, just as much as I'm making money, you know, as much money on the court as I am off the court, and just decide to retire too. So, because what does he have to prove or accomplish? He has two MVPs. He has the two championships. Yes, he didn't win them on his own. He won them with we consider a loaded team. I get it. But, you know, you think differently than some of the younger guys of this generation. You know, it's just a different way of thinking, and they see things differently. And, I thought the same way. I thought, you know, the Nets could move Kyrie and go get guys who would want to play with Kevin Durant.
See, that's what I say, though, VC. I say the same thing. I'm like, take them picks that you're going to get from Kyrie, package them up, and go get some dudes that can go.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he could see. But there again, that's why I say we know KD being KD sometimes went. More so it's like, hey, impulse decision, like, hey, I want to be traded. And he knows it's going to have impact not only on this organization, but on the league, and it's done that. And I think because of that, you know, he made that decision right there and just ran with it. Here we are today, because I agree. They can go package and get something, but I guess you could say who do you bring in and how? And I guess he didn't want that. He feels like it's easier to get away from all of that, because maybe he doesn't like what was said. He doesn't like how things were handled. KD doesn't like to be attacked, guys. You know that. He doesn't without clapping back. So Sean Marks saying, hey, we want guys this, that, and the fourth available. All of these things, he might have taken that some kind of way. He's like, okay, that's what you're going to say? Well, here's what we're doing.
Now, Vince, the other thing is maybe he never really liked it there, but he went there because of Kyrie. And then, if he's out of here, if he's not going to be here long term, I don't want to be here either. Because
I don't
want
to be
really,
there. Yeah.
Maybe he just never really wanted to be there, but he was there because of Kyrie. We're talking with Vince Carter. So how about this? We've been kicking this around the whole show as well. Where do you see as the best place for a Kevin Durant to go?
Lakers.
Okay, so I want to say, so there's, we could say what's the best place, but what's the more likely place? Because the best place, obviously, that deal could possibly happen. Is it likely? Maybe. But we don't know. You know, we don't know for sure because at the end of the day, was it, okay, AD for KD, I heard that. You know, there's a possibility of Kyrie for Russ as well, and that would be insane. But at the end of the day, can that happen? Now, I said the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans have something there because, you know, we talked about Zion and their potential. You can even if you move off of Brandon Ingram or if you move off of Zion, let's think about all the other talent they still have on that roster. You know, CJ McCollum there and either B.I. or Zion. The Pelicans have picks they can move off of. You have Valanciunas, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. I mean, they have a lot of talent there to add to that. And then you can add to that roster with the picks that they have already and moving guys to add more shooting. I like that's an option. I think Toronto's another option.
Toronto. Like to do the same thing that they did with Kawhi Leonard, right? Just be available for a great player who wants to be traded, take advantage of it, and try to win a championship. That's a very interesting name as well. But the Pelicans one, wow, with Zion involved in this thing, we might have some news on Zion here in a couple of minutes. Vince, thanks so much for the time.
All right, young VC.
It, anytime.
Stay looking young, baby. Stay looking young.
Boy. You got a young boy.
Man, you guys, it's unbelievable. But still, the conversation, though, about where he should go, it's always obviously, you know, what the best fit is going to be and what's the most realistic place for him to go. The Pelicans thing, again, is that where he wants to be? It seems like the Suns, but if you're the Nets, you want to get the best return possible. We'll continue with your calls. Where do you think KD will end up next?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.